His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our tri-state forecast from Papagena, we still have a flood watch that goes into effect through this afternoon. Partly sunny today, lower 70s, clear and cool tonight, 50. Friday, partly sunny and pleasant, mid-70s. Saturday, sun and clouds, 70s. And Sunday, early sun and cloudy with some showers, around 70. We'll check with Pat Pagano in just a few minutes to get the full details on that forecast. A story by Bridget Ruthman in this morning's Republican American. Jay Pazinski could have gotten away with a 90-day prison term on assault and other charges under the terms of a plea deal that was ironed out on May 22nd in Torrington Superior Court. Instead, the 48-year-old robbed the National Iron Bank in Cornwall on August 6th, authorities allege. After that deal was off the table, the assistant state attorney asked for Pazinski's bond to be raised after he admitted he had violated his probation by robbing a bank. The judge instead granted public defender Mark Johnson's request to send Pazinski to a veteran immediately to the Columbus House of Treatment facility in New Haven while he awaits prosecution. Pazinski and Brian Barris, both of Winsted, were arrested in connection with the Cornwall robbery. The two men are also suspects in the robbery at the Sharon branch of Salisbury Bank and Trust days earlier. Pazinski was arrested 45 minutes after the Cornwall heist by a state trooper who saw him drive by in a Subaru described by the bank teller. A notice from Region 1, a family member of Salisbury Central's elementary student has tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person has not been in the building and has had no close contact with staff or students within 6 feet or 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period. All family members will remain at home in isolation and quarantine out of an abundance of caution due to the contagious nature of the Delta variant and a report of possible symptoms on behalf of a student while they were in school. All close contacts of the student will quarantine pending receipt of the test results. Those families were notified yesterday afternoon. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency after the remnants of Hurricane Ida dropped massive amounts of rainfall of much of the Northeast, leading to flooding across wide swaths of New York City and the Hudson Valley. The National Weather Service New York City office issued its first ever flash flood emergency for much of the city in Westchester County at about 9:30 last night, as the rapid sustained rainfall led to floodwaters overtaking roads and subway stations. By the early hours of this morning, the entirety of New York City and mid and lower Hudson Valley were under a hazardous weather watch in one form or another, with parts under a flash flood warning and others under a flood warning. Officials in the Otis Fire Department say people who attended a recent event have been confirmed to have contracted the coronavirus. Quote, a few people in attendance at the fire department's steak roast tested positive for COVID. End quote, the department said in a statement released through the town. If you experience any symptoms, get tested, monitor your health, and follow CDC guidelines. The annual fundraiser was held Saturday evening at the Center Firehouse in Otis, according to posts on the event's Facebook page. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,312.53, the NASDAQ at 15,309.38, and the S&P 500 4,524.09. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.